Right now, though, we're not going to miss Pat Pagano. He's going to join us right now. We're going to take a look at the forecast. Hello, Pat.
Well, most of it is to the west.
Oh, pardon me, to the west. That's right. I keep screwing that up. To the west of us. To the west of us.
That's where it is right now. In fact, there are some just widely scattered showers over the Catskills right now, but the main band of rain stretches from about, I would think, we can go from Rochester to Buffalo, and then it goes southward through central Pennsylvania, and that is all edging ever so slowly eastward. So as I pointed out yesterday, and I'll say it again today, it doesn't look like the main rain or the A material will be here until tonight. Okay. And that's why I said in our forecast, locally heavy tonight. And that is overnight as well. So showers and a thunderstorm cannot be ruled out at any time today. 75 to 80. Showers and storms tonight with locally heavy rains in the mid-60s. And then the showers will taper off Friday afternoon, low 70s. It'll clear Friday night. Partly sunny, mid-70s Saturday. Sunny and mid-70s Sunday. And nice again on Monday. So really, really nice weather once we get this front out of the way.
And that means on Saturday, the Sharon Classic Road Race, which starts roughly around 8:30 in the morning with the kids' fun run and goes to about 1 o'clock, will be under really perfect conditions.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I really do. It's going to be, it's definitely going to be real, real nice for any and all of your outdoor activities. So that's a good thing. I want to tell you about the tropics. What's left of Odette is well southeast of Nova Scotia, and it's out in the north central Atlantic. And believe it or not, that is actually moving south. Very interesting. It's the remnants, so it's not even a tropical system. They've increased a little bit, and it's moving southward. Over some warmer waters, so it wouldn't surprise me if that redevelops. That's one. Then you have Rose in the south central Atlantic. It's post-tropical cyclone. The winds there are only 35 miles an hour. And Rose right now is moving to the northwest at 10 miles an hour. So that does not going to be an effect upon anything. And then, further south, between Africa and the Leeward Islands, right in the middle, is Tropical Depression 18, with 35-mile-per-hour winds moving west. That is the system that the Euro said could threaten Puerto Rico as a major hurricane. So that is the one that we will keep an eye on. But again, it's many days away. So active tropics, and that's pretty much about it. Everything else is relatively quiet. Again, once we get this rain over with tomorrow, it's very, very dry. I would think it's going to be very, very dry much of next week. There may be some showers, like around the middle part of next week, but I don't see anything that is very, very pronounced. So that's a scoop there. What's new in your world?
Well, I'm just glad that it'll be a little drier, because that means lawn cutting can start to cease, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks.
Are you getting tired of hearing lawnmowers?
No, but it's just it's just one of those things where we get bone dry weather, then we get deluge, then we get bone dry weather, then we get deluge, and now we're into this pattern where it's a little bit of rain here, a little bit of rain there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's it. As I watch the radar, I see speckles all over the place, but again, the main rain to the west, and that's coming in tonight. So that's it. I don't have anything pressing today, so I'm not too worried, about doing stuff outdoors. Yesterday, I went to see my dental surgeon about my bottom teeth. You know, as you recall, year and a half he worked on the top. Marshall, I really must be living in a bubble. I thought that maybe things would be cheaper. Let me tell you, Marshall, not any cheaper. If anything, it's more expensive than it was a year and a half ago. So I don't know what I really don't know what I'm going to do.
And you've already got about $30,000 in your mouth, right?
That's in the upper part. And I told him right out. I said, you know, I said, Dr. Fisher, you know how much I have confidence in you and the whole bit. I said, but at this point in my life, is it worth it to spend another $20,000, on implants for the bottom? And he goes, well, that's a matter of opinion. He said, I don't think it's got anything to do with age. It's got a matter of opinion. He said, you know, you can definitely go bridge work. He said, which is the cheapest. He said, you could do the implants. He goes, and if you want to really go cheap and be extreme, he said, pull all of them out and go dentures. I said, well, your last option is out of the question. Right. Why would I do that? Why would I get rid of good teeth? So I said, well, maybe I'll consider bridge work. He said, well, that's something that you could consider. He said, but in the meantime, you need a couple of bone grafts. He says, so think about that because you should work on that this fall. I said, okay, fine. So that's what I'll work on.
Just imagine if you did the bottoms, $50,000.
Do you believe? No.
You know, I see these commercials on TV for all these replacement methods for your teeth, and they're absolutely right. Your mouth is the entry point for your body. Your teeth should be in tip-top shape. They can create a lot of problems, and they do all these beautiful, nice commercials, but they don't mention the price.
Never.
And they say, "Well, we have plans for everybody."
Plans.
Yeah, but let's say you put $50,000 into your mouth. And see, like, you could afford it. You could afford it. It was tough, but you could afford it. But somebody gets into this process and doesn't realize that all of a sudden they're $30,000, $40,000 into this, and they're only halfway through, and they're going to be on a payment plan the rest of their life.
Pretty much. If you can't prepay that stuff, you are absolutely right. And the interest you're paying would be incredible. Because nobody is going to offer you, dental work at 0% commission. I mean, maybe for the first year, but that's it. You know, and then after the first year, if you had in any way missed a payment, then everything, is backlogged, retroactive, and you have to pay it all back. So, yeah, and I mean, let's face it. There are not many dental plans out there that cover cosmetic surgery, for your mouth. They just don't. If you need a bridge work or something like that, yeah, it covers it. But implants, I think they cover, if it's absolutely necessary that you need the implant to hold up a bridge or something like that, yeah, they will cover it. But all of that, all the x-rays have to be submitted. And the whole plan has to be submitted by the dentist before they agree to it. So again, he said to me, well, the soonest that I could do it is November 12th, meaning what did they call it? I forgot it now. The bone grafting.
Okay.
The soonest he could do it is November 12th. He said, and then after that, he said, you have 4 months for that to heal. He said, so you'll have to make a decision in 4 months. So the way I look at it, that's December, January, February. That's not till March 12th.
Yeah.
So, maybe by then, Marshall, I'll strike it rich.
Win the lottery.
Right. Maybe I'll win the lottery. Right. Exactly. Okay. We could do that.
Now,
I
have a question for you.
Yes?
Fox has started a couple of new shows. They brought back, of course, The Masked Singer, which is a bizarre show by itself. Do you ever watch The Masked Singer?
Yeah, quite a few times.
Do you like it?
I like it, but I can never tell who's there. Yeah. I don't know how they, with the clues and everything like that, I didn't guess once.
All right, did you watch the new show that they're coming out with?
Which is?
The Avatar Singing Competition.
No.
They've got people singing behind stage.
Okay.
And a 3D avatar shows up for the audience and for the judges, and they have to guess who's singing. So it's an avatar.
Okay.
It's not somebody in a mask. It's actually a video of that person out there.
That sounds interesting.
So it's called Alter Ego, and it'll be on it in just a few weeks. And it's the same setup as the Masked Singer, except the singers aren't out there in the masks and the costumes. They're behind stage being videoed, and then their avatar shows up on the stage.
Very interesting. Boy. Well, at least it's creative, right?
Well, it's creative, and you just wonder, what's next? Are all TV shows going to become avatars with people not in the studio?
Right.
Uh-oh, one of my cats is making noise like they're going to throw up. Could you hear it? Can you hear it in the background?
Yes. Yeah.
If you hear it again, then you'll hear a series of like three loud burps. And that will be the birth of a hairball.
Okay.
Live on radio.
You
know, I've never been done before, obviously. I think this will be the first birth of a hairball live on the radio. I won't give you a moment by moment coverage of it.
Play by play, right?
But yet it's another first for Marshall Miles in broadcasting.
There you go. I'll tell you, next year at this time, I think folks are going to be hearing about Pagano and Miles. Pagano and Miles, come to our office, and we will not just pull teeth. Because I think you and I should go into the dental business.
The dental business, obviously, as $50,000 for your mouth. That, you know, for people that really need it, I guess, and can afford it, that's great. But the way they put it forward, that it's for everyday Americans, it's not.
I mean, again, if you're in Hollywood and you're on the big screen, you have no option. Yeah. You know, you have to do it.
What's $50,000? It's a show. So you go do a show you don't want to do.
Right.
Boom, you're paid. It's
right,
done.
Exactly.
Yep. It's not that way in real life. Not that way in real life.
Sure is it.
All right, Pat, I guess we will speak to you tomorrow and see what the weather's not going to do.
That is correct, and you all keep dry.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio. You